Follow the money. DC billboard truck hits Biden for blood on his hands as America is burning at the hands of China. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 8, 2024. A truck billboard slamming President Joe Biden for having blood on his hands as America is burning while China is holding the matches was seen driving past the White House, Congress, and the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C., on Thursday. This ain't no Cold War. America is burning. China is holding the matches, one side of the billboard truck reads. With an image of Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping and President Joe Biden surrounded by flames. The other side of the billboard states, Joe Biden has blood on his hands and follow the money. Along with an image of a $100 bill smeared in what appears to be blood with a yellow hammer and sickle over top of it. The billboard truck was an ad for Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweizer's new book, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. As Breitbart News reported, Schweizer's new book reveals the Biden family received $5 million from a Chinese tycoon named Yi Jianming, who is a business partner of Zhang Anle, commonly known as the White Wolf. White Wolf is a Chinese criminal gang leader who helped create the deadly fentanyl pipeline, destroying countless lives in the United States. As Breitbart previously reported, while Joe Biden was vice president, the Bidens developed a business partnership with a Chinese tycoon named Yi Jianming, the chairman of SFC China Energy Company, which had strong ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Throughout Yi's relationship with the Bidens, he showered some members of the Biden family with money, Schweizer reported. Hunter Biden received a 3-carat diamond worth $80,000. And in July 2017, Yi's company gave the Bidens a $5 million, interest-free, forgivable loan. White Wolf is this very powerful figure. He is pro-CCP. He works with the Chinese government, but he's the head of United Bamboo Gang, UBG, this gang. And this gang is widely recognized as the organization that made the Sinaloa cartel the kings of fentanyl, Schweizer told Fox News in an interview about blood money, in which Schweizer explains why he believes Biden has not done more to confront China about its involvement in the fentanyl trade. Senate Republicans, meanwhile, reacted to the revelations found in Schweizer's new book, saying that President Biden is compromised with regards to China. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, also demanded that Biden address the China fentanyl revelations in blood money during his State of the Union address, which the president failed to do. Biden barely mentioned China during the State of the Union address on Thursday night. In the few remarks he did make about the communist regime, Biden said, "We want competition with China, but not conflict." In an interview with Breitbart News about blood money, Schweizer explained the connection between China and the North American fentanyl trade. "A lot of the people involved in the fentanyl trade actually have senior positions in the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, or their advisors to the CCP government. But the links in this chain of fentanyl that is poisoning 100,000 Americans, every link in that chain is a Chinese operation," Schweizer said, explaining that the Mexican cartels are really the junior partners. "We all know the precursors come from China," Schweizer said, explaining that "we have been unable to stop the precursors because the international terminal in Manzanillo in Mexico is actually run by a Chinese company that's very close to the Chinese state." He said, explaining that those precursors come into the port of Manzanillo and are moved to a town in northern Mexico where, according to leaked documents from the Department of Homeland Security that I obtained, 2,000 Chinese nationals essentially operate as chemists. In other words, these Chinese nationals are on our border doing it in our backyard. It does not end there, either, because the Chinese are selling pill presses to the Mexican cartels at cost. And the cartels are using communication devices and apps that are Chinese because they know that the Chinese will not share those communications with U.S. law enforcement," Schweizer said. Schweizer added that the final part of the puzzle in fentanyl trafficking is the issue of money laundering, which he says the Mexican cartels are now doing using Chinese state-owned banks. "According to our law enforcement, they use Chinese students in the United States on education visas to actually launder the money in those banks," Schweizer said. "So, this is a Chinese operation much more than it is a Mexican drug cartel operation," he concluded. Schweizer's blood money reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list this week, just 1 week after its release by publisher HarperCollins. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.